I'm in the front office of the legal advisor's office right now, and so I supervise a number of different offices in the legal advisor, including the Office for Treaty Affairs, Human Rights and Refugees, Law Enforcement and Intelligence, Western Hemisphere Affairs, East Asian Affairs, War Crimes, and International Aviation. So I work on a lot of different issues. I think some of the things that got some people's attention were particularly the work in the human rights area. I've been very active with the Bureau for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor on China human rights and rule of law issues. I've led the legal experts dialogue between the United States and China over a period of years, and also have participated in the Human Rights Bureau's human rights dialogue with China. So in that context, we've had a lot of interesting discussions with the Chinese government on a lot of important issues in the human rights field, rule of law. So that's part of the work that I've done. Also worked a lot in multilateral human rights issues, particularly the United States, for example, is in recent years become a member of the Human Rights Council, the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. And there the council's done a lot of important work on subjects such as torture, arbitrary detention, human rights in Sudan, North Korea, a lot of different issues, and I've been very active in coming up with what the U.S. government's going to say on many of those issues, and the legal issues in particular. Another subject that I think is an important one, certainly for me, is the United States is in the process of trying to become a party to a treaty on the human rights of people with disabilities. And the president signed that treaty last summer, and we're working very actively right now to have a transmittal package from the president to the Senate, which is a step in the United States becoming party to that important treaty.
And I think it's important for people to understand that even though you're in the legal area, most of your work is more negotiating than litigating.
Absolutely. And even within the legal advisor's office, different people do different kinds of work. So there are some people that do lots of work in litigation. But my job, more often than not, has involved multilateral negotiations and work that's done within the U.S. government to prepare the United States for those kinds of processes. So that often means working with our friends at the Department of Defense or the Justice Department in coming up with a position that the United States will articulate in various negotiations.
Some of the stuff that you've been talking about seems very heavy, it can be very dark. How do you manage that, just as a human being having to deal with these very deep-seated emotional issues?
Well, I mean, as a lawyer, we have a tendency to be able to pull issues apart and sort of look at the various components of them. You're right. I mean, there are a lot of important emotional content to the work that's being done. But when you're negotiating a treaty, for example, on the rights of people with disabilities, you spend a lot of your time thinking about, you know, what do people with disabilities need, and what are the challenges that they face, and what can governments do to help them? So it's actually more positive than you'd think.
We're speaking with Robert Harris. He's Deputy Legal Advisor with the Department of State's. And I wanted to ask you, too, about that Human Rights Council, because this is something, as you note, the government of the United States has just become a part of. And I think a lot of people would look at that and say, in anywhere but the world of the UN, you wouldn't sit down with coffee for some of the people that are sitting, the nations, on that council. And in negotiating with them and working with them, do you ever say to yourself, I'd like to rip that guy's throat out for what they do in their country?
Well, again, it is definitely true that not all the members of the Human Rights Council are paragons of human rights performance themselves. And that is unfortunate, and it is something that the United States and a lot of countries are working on to improve the membership. That's certainly something that everyone takes very seriously, and it's certainly a work in progress. No one can say that every country on the Human Rights Council has a particularly good human rights record. But, of course, it's part of the UN, and there are 194 countries in the UN, and there are elections, and various countries get elected by those processes, and we have to deal with it. It's a fact of life, even if it's one that we try to improve. I think, you know, as you're dealing with human rights issues in a multilateral forum, the people that we work with are very professional. So even if the positions that they're taking are ones we don't agree with, there's a tendency for people to be cordial and to be, you know, as polite as they can. It is the world of diplomacy, after all. So we do disagree often, and we present our positions, but ultimately we try to do so in a polite and respectful manner, and that's sort of the currency of multilateral work.
There may be some young federal employees who are listening to this interview and who say, you know, gosh, he is making such a difference in the world. I'm never going to be able to make a difference like that. What sort of advice would you give the next generation of feds coming up?
Well, I think one of the points is I've been in the government now for 25 years, and I don't know that I started on day one making a particular big difference. And I think over the course of your career, you learn more, you become in positions with more responsibility. So it's a work in progress. But I think the thing that's fun about working, particularly in the foreign affairs area for the federal government, but probably for everything, is that you're doing your work on behalf of the government of the United States and the people of the United States. And I think that's just gratifying. It's something that's working on issues that are bigger than you is just very, very enjoyable. And knowing that you're doing it for the people of the United States is a very patriotic feeling. So I think you get that really whatever you're doing for the government.